Welcome to an original musical production for the Easter season, The Disciple Whom Jesus Loves, a multi-part story of the light that could not be overcome, told through the eyes of the one who never looked away. Brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. Part 4.
Andrew and I were convinced that we had found the Messiah. His name was Jesus, and we witnessed him being baptized in the Jordan by John the Baptist. Thereafter, he began teaching and preaching to the people throughout Galilee. On this day, he came into our village, and a crowd gathered to hear him speak. As the multitude pressed in, Jesus stepped into Simon's boat and asked him to push out a little from the land so he could teach from the water. Simon, whom Jesus now called Peter, was a seasoned fisherman like me, my brother James, and Simon's brother, Andrew. Peter, like the rest of us, had endured a long, fruitless night of fishing, and after going home to see his wife, and before Jesus arrived, he returned to join us to clean and mend the nets. Peter was probably tired and a little frustrated, yet he agreed to let Jesus use his boat. After finishing his teaching, Jesus turned to Peter and asked him to go out into deeper water and lower his nets once more. A surprising request, given the prior failure to catch anything and the daylight conditions, which were not ideal for fishing. But hardly 10 minutes went by before Peter let out a cry.
James, John, Andrew, help! The nets are breaking.
Forget about me, boys. Go help him. I've never seen a catch like that at this time of the day.
It's a miracle, a true miracle.
Lord, get away from me. You don't know who I am or what I've done. You are clearly someone righteous, someone blessed by the Almighty. I am a sinful man.
Leave the boat and leave the shore. There is life you've yet to live and more. I'm not calling
We need them at the gate before sunset.
Take a breath, Naomi. I saw them near the olive press, still eating.
Eating? Lord help us. We are hours away and they are eating.
It will be fine, Naomi. Trust me.
The groom's uncle said the fish was caught fresh from the Sea of Galilee this morning.
That far, he must want to impress someone important.
Jesus, there you are. I knew you'd come.
Of course, Mother.
And you've brought friends?
They've only just begun to walk with me. John, Andrew, Peter, Nathaniel, Philip, James, Thomas. This is my mother.
An honor, ma'am.
You've the hands of a fisherman. Hard work. Good.
We were awkward around her at first. She carried a quiet strength and a knowing, as if she could already see the road ahead, though she never said it.
Do you know them?
The groom is a cousin of Jesus. Cana is a small village. Everyone knows everyone.
Why are we here? We're not from Cana.
Are you complaining, Nathaniel? You'd rather be walking down a dusty road, plucking figs from a tree.
I didn't think we'd be invited to something like this so soon, after following him.
I don't think we were actually invited.
We didn't understand it yet. We thought we were just guests, just followers of a rabbi with an unusual presence.
Under the stars where promises shine, heart to heart our lives combine. Candles flicker, vows unfold. Two souls now one, forever whole. Dance with joy, the night is here. Laughter echoes, love sincere. Through the tambourine steady play, hearts rejoice on this sacred day.
They're running low.
Mother?
They're running low on wine. There are more guests than they planned for.
Is it your concern?
It will be a shame they won't forget. This is their wedding day.
Dear woman, what does this have to do with me? My hour has not yet come.
Do whatever he tells you.
She didn't argue. She didn't plead. She simply turned, as if she already knew he would act. As if she had waited for this moment for 30 years.
He said, fill them with water.
6 jars. That's 120 gallons. This will take hours.
Then we'd best start now.
No flash of lightning. No command from heaven. Just sweat and obedience. They filled the jars.
Why water?
Perhaps it's symbolic.
Maybe he's testing them.
A sample from the jars.
What is this? Servant, go and call the groom.
Until now, the finest I've tasted, smooth and rich. Water to wine, the ordinary transform. Water to wine, a miracle perform. Raise your cups high, let the celebration
feasting. Joy filled everyone. The wine suddenly run dry, the celebration done. The festivities could have been ruined, filling us with shame. But mercy said no, God bless his name. Water to wine.
To be continued.